One thing I want to say before I go on, because this is really important, especially for upcoming seniors and juniors, if you ever get word in the Asian community of any college prep consultation groups like that ask the, you know, like kind of like counseling, college counseling, private college counseling, they'll ask you to, you know, they'll help you through the, they'll say they help you through the college application process for a fee. If you ever hear that, this is my personal opinion and I feel very strongly about it, but please don't pay them. Do not pay more than $3,000 for any sort of college consultation. And it can get very high. I know the ones in Pleasanton are now $10,000 for a college consultation process. And what they're doing as college counselors are basically helping you through the application. And I can tell you now that I refuse services like this because I did not want to pay the money. My friend William Chen, who's going to Harvard, he refused that kind of, he refused those services. And the only people I know, again, who took those services are going to UC Berkeley, and I think one's going to Northwestern, which is not a bad school. But most of them did not get into the college they wanted to get into, regardless of the fact that they had a counselor. So I don't know if it's because they had a counselor, but, you know,
what I mean is
I don't think it helps. And I think, but if you're willing to pay that money for a little bit of guidance, that's up to you. My personal feeling is you should never pay anything for help on a college app. Just because what you can get from them, you can also get from free. This is why I'm doing this for free, is because I feel like I'm trying to undercut them. Like, I don't want people to pay for things that they can learn, that I learned by myself, that millions, hundreds of thousands of people learn for themselves, just going through the process. And I equate good college counselors, if you want one, will help you find a school that's the best fit. Never go to a college counselor that's claiming they can get you into your dream school. That is just, it's not true. They can't, because it's just not possible. They can claim to be experts. They can have all the credentials of an expert, but in the end, they're not in control of how your application looks. You are. And the best way that I feel, and that my friend William Chen feels, is that only the student knows themselves and can portray themselves the best to the colleges. And so, parents, you might feel like you want to help your kid through the college application process when it happens, and people who are going to be applying to colleges later, your parents might feel like they want to, like, help you, and that's perfectly fine, but be careful. Be careful of how much help you get from people who are so invested in you, because sometimes they can't see your flaws. And for me, even though I'm going to said great school, I am definitely not flawless. And I have very many, very many character flaws that I'm very acutely aware of. And that's something that I portrayed in my college apps as a part of me. Like, I'm not a perfect person. I made a lot of mistakes and I learned from them. Which is the biggest part of college essays, is making mistakes and learning from them. That's like one of the biggest topics of college essays, is how do you learn from your mistakes? Last thing about college counselors is that I equate the good ones. The good college counselors are like an accountant. You know, you can do your taxes for yourself. You might not get the best return, like, but if you have an accountant, they have the, you know, the supposed ins and outs of the system, and they can help you through it. But for a good college counselor, what you're looking for is someone who will say, I look at your record, I think you're a good fit for this school and that school. You're probably not going to get into Harvard, but take a look at, you know, a private liberal arts. Take a look at this tech school. Because they look at you and they see your interests. And that's probably the best type of college counseling you can pay for. But if you can, don't. Because there's too many people who have little to no real experience who are trying to just make a buck off of you. That's my thing. Any questions? Any questions, please? Please, questions. I like questions.